News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Uber fights its court case to remain in business in London. The global ride-sharing company is determined to let customers know that it is a completely safe service for riders and highly profitable for drivers. So is it time we allow the company a full service here in Ireland? One man who thinks not is Joe Hearn, the president of the Taxi Driver Association of Ireland, and he joins us. Joe, why?
First of all, they're using private cars to do public service vehicle work. That's the way it works. Taxis are highly regulated and are subject to inspection at all times and subject to being interviewed by inspectors from the National Transport Authority. So they're highly regulated. It's a very costly business to get into. The cost of a new taxi is roughly around £40,000 to £50,000 to put a new taxi on the road. So why would you allow private cars compete with them? That is the main thing about it. When you talk about safety and the safety from the public's point of view, you can check the taxi driver on an app that's issued by the National Transport Authority. You can look at who the driver is and know that he is
licensed. Okay, sorry, I was interrupting you there. Let's go to Adrian Weckler, who's the technology editor of the Irish Independent, and he has an alternative view to this. Adrian, you wouldn't necessarily agree with Joe Hearn there. You're quite in favour of Uber.
Well, Paul, my experience with Uber and Lyft and other what they call ride sharing services is mainly based on what I see in the US. So I'm just back from Seattle yesterday. I was there over there a few days doing some work, and the system that they have there, there are issues over safety and all of that. But once it's regulated, the Uber system tends to work very, very quickly and efficiently. You're rarely waiting more than 10 or 15 minutes ever in any part of any city for an Uber car to come and pick you up. It tends to be a lot cheaper as well. And they do seem to have worked out large elements of their regulation and safety and the cost factors facing drivers and the company there. So I think Joe makes some excellent points, particularly around regulation safety. We would need to work those things out over here were Uber to ever match the status they have in the US here in Ireland. But in general, I think if you talk to young people in particular who don't want to buy cars, they don't want to clog up the roads, the buses and the trains, there aren't enough of them to service them. It makes a lot of sense for an alternate service like that.
Joe Hearn, you really can't disagree with that. It's quicker, it's more efficient, and it's cheaper.
But it's obviously not. It's not quicker. But the other point about it is the independent in England, the English independent, in other words, had a report on the 16th of May. 16 about safety in Uber, and it stated in that article at that time that in London alone in the previous 12 months, that's the 12 months from May 15 to May 16, there were 32 cases of rape or serious crime against Uber drivers, and that's in London alone. So that leaves the safety thing in
You were suggesting that just if Uber got a license here, there's going to be a license for rapists to drive taxis around the place. That what you're suggesting?
Preposterous. No. I'm only telling you what the report was in the English Independent.
How do you say
that that's going to happen? But the problem is that why would you ask somebody to spend up to £50,000 putting a taxi on the road and then let somebody compete with that individual who can use just a private car and have not to pay the cost of insurance that a taxi driver has.
Adrian Weckler, that's a good point that Joe Hearn makes.
Yeah.
There's serious issues about the kind of individuals who will be driving these taxis for a start?
Yeah, my understanding is, certainly in the UK, it's anyone who has a private hire license. So it would be limo drivers, I think Hackney drivers as well. The issue here would be something similar. So at the moment, Uber in London is trying to get its proper full license back, essentially, because essentially it was rescinded over some of the points that Joe was making. But presumably it's not rocket science to actually figure that stuff out and actually fix that system. And when it is, and it is in other countries, we have a lot of problems with our taxi system in Dublin and in Ireland. And it's not because the drivers don't work hard or aren't professional. They are. But the system doesn't work. If you go to any big event now, particularly in Dublin, you will be waiting 30, 45 minutes, an hour for a taxi. In many cases, I was at a conference two weeks ago, the MoneyConf conference in the RDS. You just couldn't get a taxi in under an hour.
Croke Park after U2 concert, I ended up having one of those appalling rickshaw things. So I know all about it. Yeah.
But I mean, and to be fair to the taxi drivers, like, there are events where you'll have 60,000 people, and you can never really regulate that. But okay, I'm talking about day to day, the morning, the evening. You're waiting an hour for a taxi. Any listener who's listening to this will know that's the truth, and we need a more efficient system.
All right, we leave it there, gentlemen, and with sure this is a subject we will return to. Joe Hearn, the president of the Taxi Driver Association of Ireland, and Adrian Weckler, who's tech editor for the Irish Independent. Thank you both very much for joining us.